lessons and carols, it is good now to take time to pray. For the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. You may kneel as you are able. We do indeed pray for the Church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for his church in all its forms, in all its bodies of believers, Roman Catholic, Episcopal, Methodist, Baptist, all the others, including, of course, the Lutheran Church. In all these forms, Lord God, we find expression of faith, of partnership in our believership. We're so grateful, Lord God, for the full body of Christ on earth. Make it true. Make it a body of believers who encourage one another in a life of faith and following the ways of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. You call us to pray for all the peoples of the earth, Lord God. What a marvelous creation and all our ethnic diversity. We are people of all sorts and kinds, traditions. We're grateful, Lord God, for this diversity. May all people work together for what is good and helpful. Ways that create energy for life, possibility, and hope. Lord, therefore, we ask that you would clothe the nations with your love and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, we pray now, Lord God, closer to home. And so we pray for households in their diversity and in all their needs. May our homes be places of well-being and safety and the possibility of growth and maturity. Those gifts are often threatened, Lord God, by human sinfulness and other causes beyond our own sinfulness. So, Lord God, we pray for nurturing homes. We pray for those who lead, those who serve. We pray for those, Lord God, for a place that reflects your desire for peace. We thank you, Lord God, for all those times and ways where our homes are nurturing places. In gratitude then, Lord, in your mercy. And now we're especially grateful for those gathered here in worship. What a beautiful people of God here at Redeemer. We thank you, Lord God, for those who lead, those who teach, those who serve, those who worship. We're so grateful for this family in faith. Renew us now as this year comes to a close and a new year begins, marking time. Strengthen us then, renew our commitments to compassion and kindness, humility and patience, and all spiritual gifts that make us the people you desire us to be. We're also mindful of loved ones who have now departed this earthly existence to be in your nearer presence. This holiday time is sometimes difficult because of those we miss. We love them still, and we pray for them. But Lord, this is a wonderful day to celebrate new life and renewal. We're grateful for the baptism of Harrison and his family, and all who love him, and all, including this whole congregation, who have promised to nurture him in the faith. What a good day, Lord God, to be here. So soon after Christmas, yet part of the Christmas season, to sing the carols, to hear the narratives of your promise fulfilled in the Christ child. So we are grateful, Lord God, for faith, hope, and love, knowing the greatest of these is love. So, in the name of the one who is our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we pray. And so into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share the peace with one another.
You came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at the blessing of the very things. And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And now we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you in grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.